You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said a United Nations Human Rights Council resolution to investigate Israel's actions at the Gaza border during the recent violent unrest failed the test of balance and impartiality. Australia and the United States were the only two countries to vote against the resolution last Friday, which passed with 29 votes in favour and 14 abstentions. This resolution condemned, quote, the disproportionate and indiscriminate use of force by the Israeli occupying forces against Palestinian civilians, including in the context of peaceful protests, particularly in the Gaza Strip. And the resolution also called for a commission of inquiry to investigate Israel alone. And it did not mention Hamas, despite this group's role in organizing the recent violence and the admission by Hamas Political Bureau member Salah al-Bardawil that 50 of those killed were its militants. In explaining the decision to vote against the resolution, Bishop said Australia voted against it because of our principled opposition to resolutions that fail the test of balance. The UNHRC, she said, resolution prejudiced the outcome of an inquiry into the violations of international law in the context of large-scale civilian protests in the Palestinian territories, and nor did it refer to the role of Hamas in inciting violence. There was also a reaction from Australian jury representatives. Anton Block, Executive Council of Australian Jury President, commended the Australian government for its position. The Foreign Minister was correct, he said, in rejecting the terms of the resolution which preempted the outcome of the inquiry, accusing Israel of impunity, systematic failures and internationally targeting civilians to give the appearance of legitimacy and objectivity to blatantly one-sided political attacks on Israel.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, communal leader criticised a 60-minute report on Channel 9. I actually didn't have a chance to watch it. What is it all about?
So it was a report on 60 Minutes called Holy Real Estate, and it was presented by reporter Tom Stainford. Now, the report began with the misleading claim that just this week, Israeli troops killed scores of Palestinian Muslims, quote, protesting the relocation of the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. It's the fact that the protests have actually been going on for months, and the deadly threat posed by the protesters trying to breach the border into Israel was not mentioned. The Israeli perspective, meanwhile, was mostly represented in this program by Australian Olé Daniel Luria, who is the executive director of Ateret Kohanim, which is an organization committed to purchasing Arab properties in the Muslim Quarter and Arab East Jerusalem. Executive Council of Australian Jury President Anton Block said it was the usual 60 Minutes fare in which the producers interview the most extreme religious Zionists that they can find and misrepresent that person's comments as a typical example of the views of Israelis and the State of Israel. The program also featured an Australian Sydney lawyer, Gerard Horton, who now lives in Israel and is dedicated to defending the rights of Palestinians. Now, Horton asserted in the program, "My personal assessment is that it is much more serious, much more dangerous than apartheid." The report also charged Israel with, quote, consistently ignoring international condemnation and encouraging its citizens to colonize this territory. Block also mentioned the program presents a ludicrously dumbed-down analysis of the situation, suggesting falsely that it is essentially a conflict between religious zealots on both sides. No informed observer, he said, could take the 60 Minutes portrayal seriously, but it will play to the prejudices and lack of knowledge among many members of its audience.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, still in the Middle East, but in Australia, a Liberal National Senator is calling to investigate the Australian funding of UNRWA.
Yes, so Liberal Democrat Senator David Lionhelm recently spoke about his trip to Israel, and he said that what he got from the trip has convinced him to start asking some awkward questions in Parliament about Australia's funding of the UN body, United Nations Relief Works Agency, which he claims is being used for evil purposes. He said he visited several places in the Palestinian territories, including a refugee camp in Ramallah. He said that made him start to think about whether Australia should curb its UNRWA funding, as the United States President Donald Trump has done. He said, we also went to Palestinian Media Watch on the trip, and they told us what was being taught to the kids, the Palestinian kids in the schools in the West Bank with UNRWA money. And he said, okay, I'm now convinced I should do something about it. He said, if I can force UNRWA to lose its money from Australia, that will have a material effect, he said.
Shane, back to Australia, back to Melbourne. Two young Jewish people were attacked in Melbourne on Erev Shavuot.
Yes, this was a very serious incident, although the motive behind the attack on two Jews on Erev Shavuot in Melbourne is still unknown and police are still investigating. Dozens of community security group volunteers were called in on last Saturday night after the incident as a precaution. And a young Jewish woman, a 25-year-old Beth Rivka College graduate, and her 22-year-old brother were standing in front of their house on Inkerman Street when they were seemingly randomly attacked at 7 p.m. The woman was taken to hospital and she's luckily since been discharged. The assailant who fled the scene is described as a Caucasian male in his early 20s dressed in black. Now, while the siblings, people attacked, according to both the police and the CSG, there is no indication that is the reason why they were attacked or that anti-Semitism was the motive. CSG has asked the community, as a precaution, to walk home in large groups for their own protection for the time being in that area of North Caulfield.
Shane, back to the Middle East, actually, to the old city of Jerusalem. A new museum was opened in the old city of Jerusalem with a very strong Aussie connection.
That's right. So this museum is called the Bob Steinman Plugat HaKotel Museum. And for decades, members of Beitar in Israel have been trying to set up this museum, which is about the 1930s Beitarniks, who escorted Jews to and from the Western Wall and protected them with using illicit arms for their own protection. At the museum opening, there was President Reuven Rivlin, there was the Mayor of Jerusalem, Nick Barkat, and Jonathan Steinman, who is Bob Steinman, the late Bob Steinman's son, also attended with his mother.
I must say that Diane Steinman, the wife of the late Bob Steinman, been very active in the Jewish community in Sydney, and they were the founders of Masad College School, the Jewish day school on the North Shore of Sydney, and both their sons, David and Jonathan, attended the opening in Jerusalem. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week. sbs.com.au